Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Speak. Batting third. The left fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Hillman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Hillman. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Darryl Spencer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Valmy Thomas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Antonelli. Pitching for the New York Giants, Johnny Antonelli. And now, play ball. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls takes first base on ball four. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Connell moves to second. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speak. Jablonski reaches second base with a double. O'Connell scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks bunts towards the mound. Antonelli fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Neiman moves to second. Two outs. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak bunts, foul, in back of the plate. Thomas settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Thomas. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0-for-1 in the game. Speak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Walls bunts towards the mound. Antonelli picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Antonelli. Morgan scores. Speak moves to third. Walls moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Banks is walked intentionally. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Hillman covering, for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Neiman strikes out. Thomas drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Neiman out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hillman takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. the Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Speak, who is chasing the ball. Mays reaches third base with a triple. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jablonski hits a line drive into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mays tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Giants. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Speak for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson strikes out. One out. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Antonelli hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Neiman strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hillman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Jablonski takes first base on ball 4. Mueller moves to second. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Hillman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Antonelli fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Antonelli hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kindle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 2, Giants, 2. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 3 in the game. Long takes first base on ball 4. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. Long moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Connell strikes out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Mays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Jablonski hits a pop-up towards third. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hillman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Speak is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Marv Grissom now pitching. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walls hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Walls reaches second base with a double. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. Spencer bunts towards third. Morgan can't make a play. That's a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockman hits a pop-up towards third. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer pinch hits for Bobby Thompson. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gale Harris pinch hits for Valmy Thomas. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and New York Giants, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.